Well, nearly a decade ago, lawmakers in Illinois said yes to a sweeping expansion of legal gambling. It's brought tens of thousands of new video gambling machines to Illinois, but politicians also promised to help people who become addicted to using those machines. And apparently that has not happened. An investigation by ProPublica Illinois and member station WBEZ in Chicago found the amount of money spent on gambling addiction treatment has actually gone way down. WBEZ's Dan Mihalopoulos has the story.
God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change.
Three times each week, about 15 or 20 people get together in a red brick office building on Main Street in Downers Grove.
In this room, this is a safe place because everybody understands, because we're all addicts.
I am a compulsive gambler. I lost my mortgage payment, and I had to tell my spouse.
This is Ann and Leon. As members of this Gamblers Anonymous group, they know what happens to people who cannot quit.
They'll either go insane, they will kill themselves, or they'll go to jail. A compulsive gambler, those are the three options unless we have recovery.
Anne's 58. Like others here, she asked us not to use her last name. Anne says she became a gambling addict after her husband died suddenly, and she placed those bad bets not at casinos, but at video gambling parlors, places in strip malls with names like Betty's and Stella's.
You know, these people that go to these places, these people that have this addiction are not some lowlife. These are your moms, your sisters, your brothers. People go there because it's convenient.
It's easier than ever to gamble here. The state legalized video gambling almost 10 years ago, and now there are more places to bet in Illinois than in any other state, even Nevada. Instead of having just 10 casinos in Illinois, there are nearly 7,000 places where you can place a bet today, with as many as 5 video gambling machines at each of those locations. That's what made Ann's addiction spiral out of control.
The casinos wasn't really a big thing for me, but it was the Betty's and the Stella's because it was easy access. I could be gone for an hour or two. And so I would lie about where I was or how much money I had or didn't have. There's just a lot of lying.
Chicago does not allow video gambling, but you can find the machines in 1,000 other towns across the state, including many suburbs and downstate communities. Remember the guy who gambled away his mortgage money? This is Leon again.
Those little gambling establishments in every corner now, in every restaurant, every gas station, every parking lot, every plaza. You walk out a loser and dwelling on your whole disease, which is gambling.
When they approved video gambling, lawmakers said Illinois would spend an extra $1.5 million every year to help people like Leon and Ann. But the politicians quietly changed the language in the law so they would not have to put more money toward gambling addiction after all. The state actually spends less now on helping addicts than it did before video gambling came online and vastly expanded the opportunities to bet in Illinois.
Because you have these machines coming up all over the place, you're going to have people that never thought they had an addiction all of a sudden having addictions, and there's nowhere for them to go. There's no help for them. There's no monies for them.
And state officials failed gambling addicts in another big way. Since they brought in video gambling, they have not put in a crucial safeguard that's helped many problem gamblers stay out of the casinos. Ann, Leon, and others in the Downers Grove group have placed themselves on what's called the casino self-exclusion list. Thousands of people with gambling addiction have voluntarily banned themselves from casinos. But if you're on the self-exclusion list and get caught sneaking back into the casinos, you'll get arrested. That's exactly what happened to Leon a few years ago. The 42-year-old business analyst says security guards nabbed him at the casino in Des Plaines.
They took me in the back room. They ridiculed me, embarrassed me, made me feel like a total loser. They called me an idiot. He said, what kind of idiot would come back knowing you did a self-exclusion? You think we weren't going to catch you?
Then they took Leon's jackpot.
$8,850.
Many gambling addicts say the fear of getting busted is what makes the self-exclusion option so effective. Leon even tried getting the video gambling companies to ban him from playing on their machines, too.
I called the corporate office, and I said, I'm a self-excluded gambler from the casinos. They're like, well, no, we don't do that. We don't have the same thing. Just don't come. I'm like, lady, tell a heroin addict not to put needles in his arm. They don't get it.
Leon and other addicts say state officials can show that they get it by creating a self-exclusion program for video gambling places. We found out regulators with the Illinois Gaming Board repeatedly have considered doing that. In internal memos dating as far back as 2014, the head of the casino self-exclusion program has told top officials that starting a similar program for video gambling, quote, would not present too many challenges for the gaming board. And officials privately acknowledged back then that video gambling would cause an increase in the number of compulsive problem gamblers in Illinois. So we asked Don Tracy, the chairman of the gaming board, why there's no self-exclusion for video gambling places.
We have explored the possibilities. We probably need to make it a higher priority.
But nothing's been done. In the internal memos we got, one state official said starting a self-exclusion program for video gambling would run into a, quote, lack of political fortitude on the part of elected officials facing growing budget deficits. In other words, the politicians are afraid of losing money from video gambling. But most of the money from video gambling actually goes to the industry and not to the state. And that industry is tight with Illinois lawmakers. Those days and nights, they went. I saw a stark example of just how close the industry and Illinois politicians are when I traveled to Las Vegas. There, during the annual gambling industry conference, the Illinois Video Gambling Trade Group treated a group of Springfield lawmakers to dinner at an expensive Italian restaurant. One investor in a video gambling company here arrived at the Las Vegas dinner in a Bentley. They would not let me into the restaurant, but outside, I recognized a man in a white Guayabera shirt.
Chairman Berrios. Dan Mihalopoulos from Chicago Public Media.
It was Joe Berrios. Until recently, Berrios was the chairman of the Cook County Democratic Party and the Cook County Assessor. Now, he's working for the video gambling companies.
We're an industry that's running strong. People are playing the games and people are enjoying the games, and we're bringing a lot of money to the state.
As a new governor takes office and looks for new revenue, gambling industry interests are pushing for more video gambling and also sports betting and new casinos. But in all those gambling expansion proposals, there's no mention of providing more money to help people who are addicted to gambling. For Here and Now, I'm Dan Mihalopoulos in Chicago.
And Dan's reporting was done in partnership with Jason Grotto and Sandhya Kambumpati from ProPublica, Illinois.